There's a special kind of clarity that comes from knowing you're going to die. It sweeps in like a storm, a forceful blast of fresh air that clears away petty concerns and meaningless fears, leaving behind only truth. Cold, hard, beautiful truth. With it, the concepts of good and bad begin to seem trivial. Nothing more than outmoded and unnecessary words people use to rate each action and judge every thought in their world, to protect themselves from some unforeseen punishment, from judgment and death. When the end is assured, it's experience that matters. Life in all its forms. The feast before potential famine. Before the end. No more right or wrong, and no more grief. Just now. Aziza watched London fall away below her with an odd sense of detachment. In a certain light, even her curse could be looked at as a blessing. At least she was prepared for it, which was more than she could say for the rest of them. Her family. She'd known for nearly 2 years now that the clock was ticking. She'd had time to ensure she wouldn't be caught by surprise with a heart full of should-haves. And without regrets or fear of consequences, she'd finally been free. For a while. Everything was so clear now. As clear as the lights of the city below her. The buildings shrinking and the milling crowd becoming specks of swirling color on the ground as she was lifted higher and higher into the night sky. Almost flying. Almost time. Aziza Jane, a light-hearted male voice interrupted her maudlin inner monologue. Would you throw me out of this Ferris wheel / box of doom if I told you we couldn't continue our world tour because we're moving to London until your aunt agrees to be mine? She turned away from the view and forced a smile, inwardly mocking her own attempt at waxing poetic. She was full of shit. Shakespeare had obviously not rubbed off on her, and her traveling companion was in no danger of falling to his death, especially since he'd vetoed her idea of taking this ride on the outside of the glass capsule that carried them. Spoilsport. That depends, Greg. What does my aunt think about that? Her mother's youngest sister, Pen, who was only 10 years older than Aziza, threw back her blonde curls and let loose a joyful laugh. Aziza noticed how the other passengers trapped inside with them were shifting uncomfortably at the sound, and her smile suddenly felt more genuine. She loved Pen's laugh. It was expressive and honest and irrepressible, loud and proud, exactly the way Aziza had remembered it from her last visit to Dallas. Oh, right, yes. I think it's brilliant, Pen enthused. Though you lose points for lack of originality. Seducing me atop the London Eye has been tried before, Mr. Prophet, by more tempting morsels than you. And while I will admit I adore you, and could fancy you if you had less dangle and more bounce, I don't think my lady love would approve. Hillary is possessive like that. She winked bodily and snuggled up against Greg as he blushed, her sprite-like size making him appear that much larger in comparison. He'd already admitted it was one of the things he liked most about Aziza's aunt. That and her excessive flattery. His ego had never been so pampered. Their big American bodyguard, Pen had dubbed him when they'd first arrived in London, forcing Aziza to see her best friend from a different perspective. Sometimes she forgot that he wasn't still the brilliant but gangly high school freshman with braces, the one whose tendency to draw bullies like magnets had led her, and by association her older brothers, to become his shadow, to keep him safe. No one who saw him now would guess the tall, muscular man with rakishly ruffled sandy hair, hazel eyes, and an easy film star perfect smile was ever anything but a jock, that he'd ever needed anyone's protection. He was proud of that, since he'd worked out hard on a regular basis to maintain what he called his illusion of cool. He'd also taken over the mantle of protector with a kind of zeal Aziza often found aggravating. But despite his physical evolution and the occasional testosterone-induced episode of metaphorically putting his foot down, Greg had never really changed who he was. A geeky genius.